It's time now for Emporia State Hornet Basketball. Hornet Basketball is brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control, working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest-free, the best it can be. Call 620-342-4222. By Nextech Wireless, the latest in wireless technology. Fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless inside the Flint Hills Mall. By Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. Bunge North America, dedicated to improving the global agribusiness and food production chain since 1818. By Carrie's Diamonds, for the special gift to celebrate the biggest moments in your life. 1015 Industrial, Carrie's Diamonds, where their difference is you. By The Station, Emporia's nightclub and event venue at 402 Merchants. Open Thursday through Saturday. The Station, where Emporia connects. Also brought to you by the RV Dock, the Credit Union of Emporia, Longvine Auto Plaza, Prairieland Partners John Deere, Plumbing by Spelman, Hair Crafters, Witten Construction, Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, PT Associates of Emporia, and Charlie's Place. Also brought to you by Prof Sports Bar and Grill, Express Tire Pros, Cheryl Schumann Electric, Mark II Lumber, Mel's Tire, Farm Bureau Agent Brian Fillinger, John North Ford, Mainstay Suites, The Pizza Ranch, Shoal Construction, Flint Hills Mall, and Williams Automotive. Now stay tuned for Emporia State Hornet Basketball.
That was the Potawatomi Nation flag song performed by members of the Potawatomi Nation here today as we recognize the Native Americans. As they also presented the colors for this afternoon's game with their color guard. As they are out of Mayetta, Kansas. The Prairie Band Potawatomi flag song was performed before today's contest between Emporia State and the Newman Jets. And let's take a look at our starting lineups for this afternoon's game between Emporia State and the Newman Jets. Our starting lineup is being brought to you by Plumbing by Spellman. Located at 821 Commercial for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. First off, for the Newman Jets, they come in 7-16 on the season. They are 3-14 in the MIAA. They're coached by R.J. Allen, who's in his sixth season. He has a record of 60-97, and this is the lineup they will go with this afternoon. Getting the start at one guard will be Stevie Strong, 6'1 sophomore out of Hayesville, Kansas. Leads the MIAA in scoring, averaging 18 points a game. He's also averaging 4 rebounds and 4 assists. Also getting a start will be Stevie Smith, a 6'6 junior out of Seattle, Washington, averaging 11 points and 3 rebounds. Latique Murphy, a 6'4 junior out of Berwyn, Illinois, averaging 14 points and 3 rebounds. And Sam Summerhalter will get a start for the game, a 6'7 freshman. He's out of Shawnee, Kansas, St. James Academy. He comes in averaging 7 points and 5 rebounds. And also getting the start this afternoon for the Newman Jets will be Tristan Turner, a 6'5 junior out of Liberty, Missouri, averaging 1 point and 2 rebounds. For the Emporia State Hornets, they come in with a record of 17-6, 11-6 in the MIAA, coached by Craig Doty, who is in his fifth season. He has a record of 72-61, and this is the lineup he will go with this afternoon. At the guard spots will be Owen Long, 6'3 junior out of Sykeston, Missouri, averaging 17 points, 2 rebounds, and 3 assists. Also getting a start at a guard will be Caden Evans, 6'4 sophomore out of Kansas City, Missouri, averaging 7 points, 4 rebounds, and 2 assists. Also getting the start this afternoon will be Elijah Comethyr, 6'7 junior out of Cibolo, Texas, transfer from Colorado Springs, Colorado. He's averaging 14 points and 5 rebounds. Also getting the start this afternoon, Peyton Roger Schmidt, 6'7 sophomore from Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, averaging 4 points and 5 rebounds. And in the post will be Mayim Boom, the 6'10 sophomore out of Lincoln, Nebraska. He's averaging 6 points and 3 rebounds. Our official for this afternoon's game, Chris Hill, is our referee. Our umpires are Bobby Edwards and Steve Mortz. And there's your starting lineups for Emporia State, brought to you by Plumbing by Spellman. Located at 821 Commercial for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding the communities for generations. Get Emporia State looking to end a two-game losing skid this afternoon, taking on a Newman team that's coming off a loss on Wednesday night to the Washburn Ichabods. Emporia State looking for the season sweep over the Newman Jets before they get set for the final four games, final 2 weeks of the regular season. Emporia State will be dressed in their home whites this afternoon. The Newman Jets dressed in their road blue uniforms with white numbers and white letters. Emporia State, after today, will have 4 games left, 2 on the road and 2 at home. At Central Missouri on Thursday, at Lincoln next Saturday. They'll close out the home portion of their and the regular season portion of their schedule against Pittsburgh State and at home against Washburn. Mayim Boom will be in the center circle for Emporia State. He'll be jumping up against Tristan Turner. As Chris Hayes puts the ball in the air, Mayim Boom wins the tip, and Emporia State will have the basketball. They'll play to the basket to our right. Owen Long gives it off to Caden Evans, free throw circle. Lakey needing some help, dishes it right side to Peyton Rogers-Schmidt. Now back to Caden Evans, back out front. It goes to Owen Long. Owen kicks it in the corner to Peyton Rogers-Schmidt. Now try to kick it in the corner. Almost got intercepted, but Emporia State able to get the ball back. They shouldn't have reset the shot clock. It'll be 10 seconds on the shot clock for Emporia State. It'll be ball out of bounds across the way. Hornets play the inbounds to Caden Evans. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Caden, three-point shot up, and good! What a way to start the ball game. Caden Evans knocks down a Hare Crafters three, and Emporia State takes a 3-0 lead. Colmar Craft 6-2-0, 3-4-2, 61-72. Make an appointment to get your haircut at Hare Crafters at 1027 Commercial, downtown Emporia. Top the key, Stevie Strong for three. No good. Rebound tipped around, and it goes out of bounds. They'll give it to the Newman Jets. Caden Evans may be in the one that last one to get a fingertip on it. So the shot clock goes to 20, and Newman will play it inbounds across the way, almost in the corner on the sideline. They'll play it inbounds to Stevie Smith. Stevie Smith now hands the ball off to Sam Summerholder. Sam now swings it on the wing right side to Latique Murphy. Murphy back out front. It goes to Stevie Strong. Shot clock down to 7. Stevie Strong trying to drive, takes it in the lane. Goes down low, throws up a shot off the glass and missed, and the rebound to Emporia State's Caden Evans. Gives it off to Owen Long, and Owen into front court for Emporia State. Goes in between the double circles, one-handed pass left side. Caden Evans goes down low to Mayim Boom. Had to track it down. Tries to back down and low. Gets it in the paint, puts it on a layup, and crawls in for Mayim Boom. Mayim has a little bit of a size advantage over Tristan Turner. Mayim at 6'10". Tristan Turner, they have him listed at 6'5". And Mayim just powered his way down low. Turner has it out front, hands it off to Strong. Strong gives it off to Smith, and Turner out front. It goes to Latique Murphy for a three, and he drains it. Latique Murphy knocks down his first three attempt, makes it a 5-3 Emporia State lead, 18:05 to go here in the first half. Owen Long tries to go down low. Pass gets deflected out to Peyton Rogers-Schmidt. Top the key. Elijah Cometh here open for three. You can count it. Elijah Cometh here left standing all alone. Top the key, and it's an 8-3 Emporia State lead. Hornet basketball brought to you by Next Tech Wireless, the latest in wireless technology. Fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Latique Murphy has it out front, working against Mayim Boom. Tries to drive on Mayim. Now dishes it to Smith on the wing left side. Now Smith down the lane. Shot out the glass, no good. Rebound to Caden Evans. Feeds it up the floor. Elijah Cometh there, left corner three. It's good. Timeout, Newman. Elijah Cometh there knocks down a Hare Crafters three, and the Hornets are up 11-3, and the Newman Jets call timeout. This will be a 30-second timeout taken by the Newman Jets as the Hornets are 4-for-4 from the floor, 3-for-3 from beyond the arc. And they're off to a hot start this afternoon against the Newman Jets. Emporia State coming into this game towards the bottom as far as three-point percentages go. They're 14th in the conference. They came in shooting 31%. But when it comes to made threes, they're 9th in the conference. They now have 173 made threes on the season. Their opponents have made 148, so their opponents haven't made any more. They've taken fewer. So when it comes to three-point shootings, the opponents for Emporia State have not been very successful either. Emporia State shoots 43% from the floor. Their defense holds opponents to 40% shooting on the season. Newman will have the ball to play inbounds in backcourt, and Emporia State will apply some backcourt pressure. Newman finally does get the ball inbounds to Sam Summerholder. The freshman from Shawnee, Kansas, St. James Academy, brings it into front court. Dribbles it to the right side. He has it out beyond the three-point line. Tries to drive on Mayim Boom. Gets to the rim. Shot partially blocked. Peyton Rogers-Schmidt with a rebound, and Emporia State comes the other way. Owen Long with a basketball. Middle of the floor. Dumps it off to Mayim Boom. Gives it off to Caden Evans out front. Now swings it right side to Owen Long. He's being double-teamed. Now the defense sacks. Now they get to Mayim. He'll shoot the three. Off the back iron. No good. Rebound will be grabbed by the Newman Jets' Latique Murphy. Murphy now puts it in the hands of Stevie Strong. He'll back it up towards the half-court stripe, being guarded by Elijah Cometh there. Takes it to the left side of the floor, keeping the dribble, trying to work around the screen. The Hornets switch into the defense. Now tries to drive on Cometh there. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Free throw circle. Summerholder drives down the lane. Kicks it back out to Strong from 15. Shot good. Or actually, it's a three-point shot. Excuse me. Pardon me. Stevie Strong knocks down a three-point basket. Newman did a nice job of moving the ball and found the open shooter. Knocked it down. Down low, Mayim Boom. Double team. Shoot. Missed. He thought there was some contact. No call coming his way. Newman comes the other way. 11-6 Emporia State. 15:57 to play here in the first half, of a travel violation on Stevie Smith as he tries to drive towards the basket, and the turnover gives it to Emporia State. What a basketball being brought to you by the station. Emporia's nightclub and event venue at 402 Merchant. Open Thursday through Saturday. The station is where Emporia connects. Owen Long takes it to the left side. Top the key. Mayim Boom right side. Cade Nevins. She'll through the three. Drains it. A Haircrafters three for Cade Nevins. He has six. And the Hornets are up 14-6 as they are 3-for-4 beyond the arc. Or make that 4-5 from beyond the arc. Summerholder has it on the wing. Left side. Tries to drive. Takes it in the paint. Now dishes it in the corner. Stevie Strong. Shot off the mark. No good. Rebound. Emporia State's Owen Long there to grab it. He'll push it into front court. Gives it off to Peyton Roger Schmidt. Elijah Cometh there. Deep right corner. Three-pointer. Nailed it. 9 points for Elijah Cometh there, all from 19-9. It's 17-6, an 11-point Emporia State lead, and the Hornets are on fire here in the early going. This is Stevie Strong driving to the basket, shot up and good. Or correction, make that Stevie Smith. Stevie Smith, with some contact, was able to score the back basket, makes it 17-8, 9-point Emporia State lead. Owen Long across the timeline, working off a screen set by Mayim Boom. Now back out high, it goes to Peyton Roger Schmidt. Peyton back to Owen, has it out front, working against the pressure of Latique Murphy. Shot clock down to 13. Owen pulls up from five. Shot good for Owen Long. That's his first basket. Got the penetration and then hit a step back five-footer. Makes it 19-8 Emporia State. 14:20 to play here in the first half. This is Latique Murphy. Step back three. Shot up and good. No, they're calling it only a two. They said his foot was across the three-point stripe when he shot it. That gives him five. And that'll take us to our media timeout as the official says that's only a two. 14:06 to play. First half, 19-10. Emporia State with a lead. What a basketball is brought to you by Charlie's Place. Open 7 days a week with daily specials. 10 TVs to watch sports, play darts, and free pool on select days. Charlie's Place at 116 Commercial in Emporia. Let's pause 1 minute. You're listening to What a Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Did you know that each year termites cause billions of dollars in damage? That's why you should consider the Centricon system with always active technology from McKenzie Pest Control to help prevent costly termite damage before it occurs. Centricon Always Active is always baited and always ready to protect your home or business from damaging termites. And it's affordable. Call McKenzie Pest Control for a free termite evaluation and learn how Centricon Always Active can help protect your biggest investment.
You don't have to be a tech expert to enjoy the latest devices. Get a Samsung Galaxy S22 Plus or iPhone 14 Pro Max half off at Next Tech Wireless. Not only are you getting a great deal on those devices, you're also getting them with a great customer service guarantee. We'll help you get your information transferred from your old phone and help you learn the ins and outs of your new phone. Next Tech Wireless.
Today's best hit, Mix 104.9. 19-10, the score. Emporia State with the lead. They have the ball. 14:06 to play here in the first half. Elijah Cometh there. Owen Long, Mayim Boom. Cade Nevins, Peyton Roger Schmidt on the floor for Emporia State. Peyton has it. Gives it off to Owen. Thought about the three. Defense was on him quickly. To Cade Nevins for a long three. Goal! He hit another one! Cade Nevins with three made threes. Elijah Cometh there with three made threes. And Emporia State has jumped out to a 22-10 lead. The Hornets are now 6 of 7 from beyond the arc. That's about as good as they shot the three in a long time. New player on the floor, Chase Wiebe for the Newman Jets. Sommerhalder in the lane, shot off the glass, no good. Rebound goes to Peyton Roger Schmidt. He had the nice defense to alter the shot a little bit. Here's Owen Long working on the wing left side, top the key, Caden Evans. Now to Elijah Cometh there. Goes down along the baseline to Mayim Boum. Shot good in traffic. Mayim Boum with 4 points, and it's 24-10. Emporia State up by 14. 13:03 to play here in the first half. This is Thomas Zivgaris, who's now on the floor for Newman, the 6. Now driving down the lane with a basketball, Chris Mitchell. Now they work it back out front to Latik Murphy. Latik driving past Peyton Roger Schmidt, layup. Crawls off, no good. Rebound, Elijah Cometh there. Gives it off to Owen Long. Owen into front court. Takes it to the baseline on the left side. Now takes it out to the three-point stripe. Keeping the dribble. Thought about stepping back for the three. Gives it off to Mayim Boum. Mayim Boum faces up to the basket. Dribbles it a couple times. Has the ball stripped as he tries to back it inside. Getting the steal was Chris Mitchell. Newman down at the other end. Sommerhalder shot missing. No good. Rebound to Emporia State. Up the floor, Emporia State. Caden Evans to Owen Long. He's open for three. Left wing. Off the mark. No good. Rebound to Newman's Latik Murphy. What a basketball brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control. Working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest free the best it can be. Call McKenzie at 620-342-4222. Zivgaris now hands it off to Latik Murphy. Working against Mayim Boum. He'll shoot the three. Partially blocked out the front of the rim. No good on the rebound to Emporia State's Peyton Roger Schmidt as the Hornets had that one boxed out perfectly. 24-10, Hornets, 11:35 to play first half. Owen kicks it off to Elijah Cometh there on the wing right side. Needs some help. Gives it out to Owen Long. He'll shoot the three from the three. It's good! A haircrafter's three for Owen Long. That gives him five, and the Hornets are sizzling from beyond the arc. That's a seven made three here in the first half, and it's 27-10. Sam Sommerhalder with a basketball for the Newman Jets out front. Swings it left side to Chris Mitchell. Bounce pass tap the key to Chase Wiebe. Drives on Peyton Roger Schmidt. Now pass will have to be tracked down before it gets into backcourt by Sommerhalder. Drives in the lane. Kicks it in the corner for a three from Mitchell as the shot clock expires, and he made it. Chris Mitchell, a 6'2 freshman out of Green Bay, Wisconsin, knocks down a three-pointer as the shot clock was expiring. It's Newman did a great job to keep the possession alive. Here's Caden Evans, tries to go back door with a bounce pass to Elijah Cometh there, and knocking it free was Chris Mitchell, and Newman gets the steal. They'll bring it into front court. They give it off to Zivgaris. Working on the wing left side, backing down against Caden Evans. Goes to the baseline. Nice job by Caden. They get it in the paint to Sam Sommerhalder, and a timeout's going to be called by Emporia State. Sommerhalder gets the basket on a nice feed, makes it 27-15, Emporia State by 12, and Coach Craig Doty says, I need a 30-second timeout here. There's something not quite right about that defensive possession, and I want to talk to my guys about it. That'll also become a media timeout. Comes with 10-19 to play in the first half, 27-15, Emporia State with the lead. What a basketball brought to you by Next Tech Wireless for the latest wireless technology. Fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Let's pause 1 minute. This is What a Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Some things are just better together, like flowers and chocolate. But what's better than that? Diamonds and her, of course. Stop in at Carrie's Diamonds to find the perfect pendant and bracelet to match. Or maybe a pair of diamond stud earrings. Classic pairs like his and hers custom engraved bracelets are always a great way to show your love. So this year, give her the best gift ever with a gift of jewelry from Carrie's Diamonds. 1015 Industrial Road across from the fairgrounds. Love is in the air at Carrie's, where the difference is you.
At Bunge North America, they take great pride in sourcing soybeans grown from our local farmers and turning them into products used by the most trusted names in the food industry. Bunge has been building relationships with farmers and customers for over 200 years to produce quality oilseed to make value-added ingredients. They've worked to understand their needs and develop relationships built on service, quality, satisfaction, and trust. Bunge North America, helping feed the world since 1818.
best hits. Mix 104.9.
27-15, Emporia State with the lead in the basketball. Out of the timeout, Noggs Wawasek on the floor, along with Peyton Rogers-Schmidt, Elijah Cometh there, Owen Long, and Tavian Butler now on the floor for Emporia State. Owen Long tries to penetrate, kicks it out. Tavian Butler, right wing three. It's off the side of the rim, no good. Rebound goes to Stevie Strong for the Newman Jets. And they get it down low, and a layup is good for Thomas Zagaris, the 6'8 sophomore out of Greece. Makes it 27-17, 10-point lead for Emporia State. Again, their biggest lead was by 17. There's Owen Long, and gives it to Elijah Cometh there in the deep left corner. And he almost has it knocked away, able to get it back. Gets it off to Atavian Butler, 10 seconds on the shot clock. Atavian penetrates in the paint, stops, shoots, and scores. Nice little move in the paint by Atavian Butler, the 6'2 junior out of St. Louis. Emporia State back up by 12, 29-17. 9-12 to play here in the first half. Newman across the timeline. This is Strong. We get it on the wing right side to Wiebe. Wiebe back to Strong on the way out beyond the three-point line, near almost the boundary. Now he gives it off to Stevie Smith. Smith trying to drive on Owen Long, and Owen's going to be whistled for a blocking foul. Said he wasn't set. Gets whistled for the block. So it's ball out of bounds for the Newman Jets. That's a first team foul on Emporia State. Newman trying to get the ball in bounds. They do play it into Wiebe. They get it to Stevie Strong. His three-point shot off the mark. No good. And the rebound to Emporia State. Wawasek gets underneath the basket. But they say a foul first. They're going to call the foul. It's on Chris Mitchell. And it'll be ball out of bounds for Emporia State. Substitution for Newman. Latik Murphy will check back into the ballgame, replacing Chase Wiebe. What a basketball brought to you by Emporia State University, preparing students to go from classroom to career. Learn more at emporia.edu. Emporia State plays it in bounds. Peyton Rogers-Schmidt in traffic gets a shot blocked, and he goes out of bounds. It'll be Newman basketball. Tough luck for Peyton Rogers-Schmidt. Got substitution for Emporia State. Caden Evans will check in, replacing Owen Long. Newman will play the ball inbounds. In backcourt, get it to Stevie Strong. Stevie gets it across the timeline. He'll hand it off to Stevie Smith as they run a weave out front. Now Strong with the basketball. Tries to drive with it. Kicks it in the corner. Stevie Smith for a three. It's in and out and in. Took a couple of spins, almost spun out, but Stevie Smith gets the spin. He has five and makes it 29-20. It's a nine-point lead for Emporia State. Again, their biggest lead was by 17 at 27-10. So Newman on a 10-2 run down low. Atavian Butler gets it, and he scores the bucket. Atavian Butler with 4 points. Back to an 11-point lead. Newman quickly into front court. Down along the baseline with a basketball is Stevie Smith, but he steps out of bounds, and the turnover gives it to Emporia State. So the Hornets will get the ball back. 7:55 to play here in the first half. The Hornets are 7 of 10 from the three-point stripe here in the first half. That's been the reason why they've been able to build such a big lead. Hornets get in into front court. Peyton Rogers-Schmidt thought about the three for a second. Now he will shoot the three. Off the mark, no good. Rebound to Latik Murphy for the Newman Jets. Latik across the timeline. Tries to drive down the lane. Puts up the fadeaway shot. Missed it. Rebound. Noggs Wawasek feeds it up the floor. Elijah Cometh there. Catches it before it goes out of bounds. Needs some help. Bounce pass out to Wawasek. Gets it in the lane. Kicks it out to Caden Evans for a three. Drained it. Oh, my. What offense. Noggs Wawasek got it in the paint and kicked it to a wide open Caden Evans. He has 12. He's made four threes in the game. It's 34-20 Emporia State. My, that was pretty. Out front with a basketball, Latik Murphy. Now Stevie Strong with the ball. Lobs it down low to Thomas Zagaris, and he gets the layup. Makes it 34-22 Emporia State with 6:50 to go. What a Basketball brought to you by Next Tech Wireless, the latest in wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Caden Evans with the ball. Working left side, takes it in the paint, kicks it out to Tavian Butler. Spins in the paint, tries to put up a shot and has the ball knocked out of his hands. And Newman comes the other way. They get it up the floor. Stevie Smith, his reverse layup, no good. And the rebound to Tavian Butler for Emporia State. Knocks Wasik up to Peyton Roger Schmidt. Spins down low, and they're going to call a charge on Peyton Roger Schmidt. And for Peyton, that is his first. Team foul number two on Emporia State. Owen Long will check in for Emporia State, replacing Tavian Butler, who's rubbing his left shoulder. Also checking in will be Mayim Boom, and also Sam Baker will check in as Peyton Roger Schmidt and Elijah Comether will set down for Emporia State. 6:18 to play in the first half, 34-22, Emporia State with a 12-point lead. Sam Summerholder with the basketball in the front court for the Newman Jets. Feeds it left side. This is Chris Mitchell. Now top the key, Steve Strong. Now Ian Lee on the floor for the Newman Jets. He's out of Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Summerholder has it on the right side. He'll kick it in the left side. Almost threw it out of bounds. Here's a 15-footer. It's good from the left side by Chris Mitchell. He's the one that went high to grab that pass before it sailed out of bounds. He dribbled in a couple of steps and knocked down the open jumper. 34-24 Emporia State. Mayim Boom swings it right side. Lavelle Ziegler shot off the mark. No good. Rebound goes to the Newman Jets. They lob it up the floor to Lee. His layup is no good. Rebound to Mayim Boom. And Emporia State comes away with a rebound. Maybe got away with a foul as well. Owen Long with the basketball. Middle of the floor. Directing the offense. Tells Lavelle Ziegler, you go in the deep right corner. Gets a screen from Mayim Boom. Keeping the dribble. Step back from behind the free throw circle. Airballed it. Ball goes back to Newman Jets. What a Basketball being brought to you by Carey's Diamonds for the special gift to celebrate the biggest moments in your life at 1015 Industrial. Carey's Diamonds, where the difference is you. And remember, Valentine's Day is coming up on Tuesday. 34-24, Emporia State with a lead. Newman with a basketball. Stevie Strong will walk it across the timeline. Picked up by Lavelle Ziegler. Now swings it to Chris Mitchell on the wing left side. Top the key to Summerholder. Now gives it off to Lee. Now to Strong. He dribbled off his foot. And Owen Long comes up with the basketball. At the other end, layup. Good for Owen Long. He gets the steal and the score. He has seven, and it's 36-24 Emporia State. Newman quickly the other way. Lee gives it off to Strong, who's open for a three. Drained it. Stevie Strong knocks down a three-pointer. That gives him six, and Coach Craig Doty said, I need a timeout. It comes with 4:33 to play, and that'll also take us to our media timeout. 36-27, Emporia State up by nine. Hold a Basketball brought to you by PT Associates. Like ESU Basketball, PT Associates is committed to excellence. PT Associates of Emporia, 12th and Industrial, where hard work pays off. Let's pause 1 minute. You're listening to Hold a Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Don't feel bad if you're not a phone expert. That's what we're here for. At Next Tech Wireless, we'll help you in the transition to a new device step by step. Want to customize the screen? We've got you. Have questions about some of the functions? We're happy to help. You're not just another number to us. Come see us today and we'll get you into the best phone for your needs. We're friends. We're neighbors. We are Kansas. Next Tech Wireless.
Call the Top Guns, the masters of disaster, when creepy, crawly critters show up on the scene.
For over 50 years, McKenzie Pest Control has offered quality service to all of East Central Kansas. With a knowledgeable staff and hometown service, let McKenzie Pest Control make your home or business pest-free, the best it can be. Call McKenzie Pest Control, professionals you can depend on.
McKenzie Pest-Free, the best it can be.
KFFX Emporia, today's best hit, Mix 104.9. 36-27, Emporia State with the lead. They'll have the ball out of the timeout. Owen Long, Caden Evans, Gage McGuire, Mayim Boom, and Lavelle Ziegler on the floor for the Hornets right now. Ziegler has it, gives it off to Owen Long out front, working around the screen set by Mayim Boom. Now kicks it out to Lavelle Ziegler, who tries to drive down low, gets underneath the basket, layup is good. Lavelle Ziegler 6'1 junior out of Oakland, California, by way of Chicago State, gets his first basket of the ballgame. 38-27 Emporia State. Chris Mitchell has it out front for the Newman Jets. Now it's Sam Sommerhalder trying to drive on Lavelle. Gets it to the basket. Off the glass, no good. Rebound goes to the Newman Jets. There to grab the rebound and get the stick back is Tristan Turner, his first basket of the ballgame. And it's 38-29 Emporia State. Owen Long across the timeline. Gets a screen from Mayim Boom. Gives it back to Mayim. Gives it off to Lavelle. Ziegler has it out front. Tries to drive. Kicks it in the corner. Cade Nevins for three. This one off the mark. No good. Rebound goes to Newman. Sam Sommerhalder had position that time on Gage McGuire. Giving it to Strong. Now they kick it to Lee over on the wing right side. Lee will bring it out front. Working against Cade Nevins. Gives it off to Mitchell on the elbow. Trying to work around the screen. Now in the corner they go to Sommerhalder. 10 seconds on the shot clock. That's Tristan Turner. We got a foul away from the ball. It's going to be called on Emporia State. They're going to call it on Lavelle Ziegler. That's his first. Team foul number three on Emporia State. Elijah Cometh there will check in for Emporia State, replacing Owen Long. 3:13 to play in the half. 38-29. Emporia State with the lead. Newman with the basketball. They play it inbounds to Mitchell. A shot gets blocked by Elijah Cometh there, but Elijah trying to save it inbounds is standing out of bounds when he tips it to one of his teammates. So Newman keeps the basketball. Newman will play it in on the baseline. Stevie Strong gets it inbounds to Sommerhalder. Gets a shot blocked by Mayim Boom, and they're going to get a jump ball call. Alternate possession will give it to the Newman Jets. What a basketball brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control, working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest-free the best it can be. Call McKenzie at 620-342-4222. This is Lee. Gets it in the paint to Tristan Turner. Turner back out front to Mitchell. To Lee, three-point shot on the way. Off the mark, no good. Rebound to Elijah Cometh here for Emporia State. Gets it off to Lavelle Ziegler. Pushes it into front court. Gets it off to Cometh here. On the wing right side, back to Lavelle. Thought about the three. Penetrates in the paint. Gets it down low to Mayim Boom. Layup good. Great penetration by Lavelle. Found Mayim along the baseline. Mayim lays it in. He has six. One, it's up 40-29 with 2:33 to play in the half. This is Stevie Strong working against Gage McGuire. Step back for a three. No. Rebound, Sam Sommerhalder. His put back partially blocked by Elijah Cometh there, and he comes up with the basketball. Up the floor, Emporia State. Cade Nevins on the wing left side. Top the key, Lavelle Ziegler open for three. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound will go to the Newman Jets as Sam Sommerhalder comes up with a loose basketball. Newman back the other way, driving to the basket. Layup is good for Stevie Strong. That gives him 8 points. Makes it 40-31. 9-point Emporia State lead with 2 minutes to go in the half. Lavelle Ziegler walks it across the timeline. Gets a screen from Mayim Boom. Takes it to the left side. Top the key. Gage McGuire now kicks it in the deep left corner to Cade Nevins. Cade gives it to the free throw circle. Gage McGuire in the paint. It goes to Mayim Boom, and they're going to get a travel on Mayim. There are hands all over the basketball, and he shuffled his feet, couldn't get free. And the turnover gives it to the Newman Jets. Substitutions for Emporia State. Owen Long checks in. Nogs Wawasik checks in. And Peyton Roger Schmidt checks in. Gage McGuire stays on the floor, and so does Elijah Cometh here. Down to a minute 37 to play in the half. 40-31 Emporia State. Hornets' biggest lead in this first half was by 17 at 27-10. Thanks to some sharp shooting from the three-point line. This is Stevie Strong. Kicks it left side to Jacob Joe, who's new on the floor. Freshman out of Fort Smith, Arkansas. Driving to the basket. Stevie Strong, his layup is missing. Rebound, Nogs Mawasik. The freshman from Mayetta, Royal Valley, brings it into front court. Gives it off to Owen Long. Gives it off to Nogs. To Peyton Roger Schmidt, and try to go in the paint to Nogs. He lost it momentarily. Picked up by Gage McGuire. His reverse layup is good, and he's fouled. Looky what I found, says Gage. And he puts up the reverse layup. He draws the foul. He'll be at the line for the and one. Gage had a big game against Newman the first time around. And that's his first basket in this game. Picking up the foul for the Newman Jets was Tristan Turner. That's his first, only the second team foul whistled against Newman. And Gage McGuire will step to the free throw line. The junior out of Coldwater, Michigan, misses the free throw, but the rebound gets tipped out by Elijah Cometh there. Out to Nigel Wasik, and Emporia State will keep the basketball. They have a chance for a four-point play here, maybe even a five-point play if they can knock down a three. Shot clock now down to 10 for Emporia State. Nigel Wasik gives it off to Owen Long. 7 seconds. Penetrates, pulls up from the free throw line, fadeaway shot, goes down for Owen Long. Owen Long with 9, and the Hornets are up by 13 at 44-31 with 29 seconds to go in the half. What a basketball brought to you by Bungie North America, dedicated to improving the agribusiness and food production chain since 1818. This is Stevie Strong out front, dribbling back and forth between his left and his right hand, middle of the floor. Looks to go to work. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Working against now Peyton Roger Schmidt. They kick it in the left corner. Three-point shot draws nothing but air on a three-pointer from Chase Wiebe. And Emporia State gets it up the floor. And their last-second shot comes up empty. And we are at halftime. Our score at intermission. Emporia State 44. The Newman Jets 31. We'll be back with our Longmont Auto Plaza halftime show right after this timeout. You're listening to Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
For the next 30 seconds, think about the future you want to build. Because you can build it at Emporia State University. With faculty and staff who truly care about your success, you'll build knowledge and skills in majors that will prepare you for in-demand careers, like education, nursing, business, and cybersecurity, just to name a few. At Emporia State University, we're building a new way, a better way to build your future. Come join us. Schedule a visit today at emporia.edu.
If you want bragging rights for the best night ever, head to Emporia's newest nightclub, The Station, in downtown Emporia. The Station is a space for everyone with an extensive drink menu and late-night eats, pool tables, air hockey, darts, and more. Need space for your crew? The Station is ready for every party with banquet rooms for events big or small for both young and old. For current hours and specials, find The Station on Facebook. The Station at 402 Merchant, where Emporia connects.
It's time now for the Long Pine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Long Pine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by LongPineAuto.com.
Everyone's transportation needs are different. Everyone knows that. That's why at Longvine Auto Plaza, we're ready to help you find the right vehicle and provide you with the best customer service available. Or if you're looking for a pre-owned model, we have those too. We'll even be glad to make an offer to you on your current vehicle if you're wanting to sell it. Our award-winning service will help keep you on the road. So come see us or visit us at www.longvineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.